Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back for another episode. We've got another awesome interview this week. I've been getting so much awesome feedback on how much I love the interviews. So I'm going to keep them coming if you really, really love them. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I actually started a couple weeks ago. I did a solo episode on influencers versus affiliates. And with the way affiliate marketing is taking the world by freaking storm, I figured we should do a whole episode on this. So I found an expert for you. I want to introduce Kelsey Ayers. She's the CEO and co-founder of Rexy. Hey, Kelsey, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Whitney, thanks for having me.
Yeah, totally. So tell me a little bit about Rexy. Well, I know about Rexy. Tell everyone else about Rexy, who you guys are and what you specialize in.
Yeah, so we are the affiliate marketing headquarters. We specialize in all things affiliate marketing. We help brands of all sizes across all industries to design, set up, launch, manage, and scale their affiliate programs. And we do that in a couple different ways, but up to this point, you know, we've helped brands scale to multiple six figures in as little as 20 something days. So we're creating awesome results for our clients and loving every minute of it.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. And I feel like affiliate marketing literally is taking the world by storm and it's like taking over. And that's kind of what my first episode was about. Like it, you know, influencers were the hot thing for a while. And a lot of people get those two confused of like, what's an influencer? I think people in the industry, not so much, but a lot of brand, you know, and brand owners, they get those confused, but it's been such an evolution. So like, and you've been in it for a while. So like, I'd love to hear the journey of like, where was it when you first started versus what's happening now?
Yeah. So in 2017, I started my first brand. It was called Sweat CBD and it was a CBD product. At the time, you couldn't run ads with anything CBD related. You couldn't even have CBD in your domain name at the time. So it was very restricted as far as like how you could promote online. Of course, you could use your own social media channels, but obviously, you know, a lot of the posts we were getting were even getting like shadow banned. So it was really hard to even grow a following on social media. So I knew I needed to create a sales team. At the time, I had no idea what affiliate marketing was. So in my mind, I was creating a commission based sales team. I was bootstrapping the business. So I didn't have the capital to bring on a bunch of salespeople with a salary. So I knew I could only pay them commission. I would give them a really good commission because I had great margins, but I had no idea that that meant it was an affiliate until I really started like building out this process for how I wanted to launch this team or this program. So I took it step by step, ended up launching with 50 affiliates, launching the program with 50 affiliates, set them up where they actually had to like make a purchase in order to join. So I wasn't giving away a ton of expensive product, which obviously helped my revenue at the time too. And then, you know, fast forward a year or two later, as I scaled the program, started getting requests from other people, specifically in other industries that were really restricted with ads, like health and wellness products or other brands in like the CBD or cannabis space. And I helped them to build and scale their affiliate programs, created really awesome results for people. A few years after that, we built out an entire agency. We were still offering affiliate marketing, but we were also doing branding, web design, all the things. And Whitney, we've talked about this before. Yeah. It's a lot to take on, and affiliate marketing in itself is just a beast of a project. So now, as of January of this last year, we have launched Rexy, which is solely focused on affiliate marketing. And it is drastically different. The industry is drastically different than it was when I launched my program in 2017. Pretty much at this point, if you don't have an affiliate program, you're really falling behind. And it's great for brands, but it's also creating so much opportunity for influencers and affiliates and content creators to create so much opportunity in their lives by having, you know, multiple revenue streams. So it's really fascinating where this industry is headed right now.
It really is. And like, we do a lot of PR and PR pitching for like our product and services clients and also for our hospitality clients, but that's usually for like earned media coverage.
Yeah.
But when we're talking like products and services and we're pitching them like now to these media companies, if you don't have an affiliate program, like they aren't going to feature you. That's the only way they can make money now is like, I mean, you know, back in the day, like people used to buy magazines and they made revenue off that, or like, you know, you'd subscribe to the newspaper or whatever. But now like affiliate links are the only way that these media companies are staying alive. And so like, it's a deal breaker if you don't have an affiliate company or an affiliate program.
It really is. And just to piggyback off of that, like there are, think how many brands there are in the world. And that's just not products, that's digital products, that's services. And all of these people, all of these brands are creating affiliate programs. So knowing that as a brand owner or a business owner, you have to really get creative and have a really strong strategy around what your affiliate program looks like and how your affiliate program is going to stand out to these people when really they could represent any brand or business that they would like. You have to get very strategic with how you're setting up your program, because it's not just as simple as setting up, you know, a tracking software or downloading Refurgent or ShareASale or ClickBank or something like that and just expecting people to just show up and want to be a part of your brand.
Yeah, totally. So like if somebody doesn't, okay, a lot of people think of affiliates and they only think of products, like, you know, these girls or whatever, like, I love this lip gloss, and they're pumping out this lip gloss with their affiliate link, or Like to Know It, where all the influencers are wearing the clothes and like they get a cut if Nordstrom, you know, every year in the Nordstrom sale happens. Like people only think, a lot of times they think of affiliate programs and they think of products. But I think there's pretty much a way to work affiliates into almost any type of industry. What do you think?
Absolutely. Some of the best programs we have ever built and some of the best testimonials we have from people who have taken our like self-implementation option and built out the program for themselves have come from services. And the reason is, and digital products too, but the reason is that there is so much more room and so much more flexibility for creating a great affiliate offer. So let's just say, for example, that I'm selling cosmetics, okay? And I have only 30% margins on a $20 product. Well, what am I going to give that affiliate? And mm-hmm. 10% commission, and that's really, really eating into my margin. So 10% commission on a $20 product is not that great of an incentive for people unless they're selling in mass amounts, which most affiliates are not. Most affiliates are organic, like affiliates with 5,000 followers or less. There's only a small handful of like high-end influencers who are making, you know, 100 sales a day. So it's really actually hard for those brand owners to build out affiliate programs. And what we've specialized in is helping people like that figure out other creative ways to incentivize their affiliates. So for example, maybe that's like exclusive shopping rights to a product drop, you know, they get first dibs on new product drops or something creative like that, right? With products. However, with services, if you have let's just say you have like a $5,000 mastermind, you could give someone $2,500 and still be extremely profitable. And you have someone who is out there hustling for you because they can make a quick 10 grand a month by bringing in a few friends. So it's just, there's just a lot more opportunity that you can leverage when you have that flexibility with your margins and what you can offer.
Totally. With a product, you've got like a hard cost, you've got packaging, you've got shipping, you've got all that kind of stuff. That's such a good point. So like if somebody is, I mean, if they want to get started with an affiliate program, obviously, like we said, like they can download ShareASale, and that's the easy part. But after that, the hardest part is like, how do you get these people on board? You know, like I get cold DMs all the time on Instagram. Every time I post a photo, it's like, want to collab? And I get a
DM. Babe.
Yeah. Want to collab? And, but what's the secret? Like, how do you get people to sign up for that? Or like, how do you get them to agree to come on board and push your stuff?
Totally. I think most of our clients come to us and say something very similar to that. They're like, I downloaded Reversion and nobody showed up. And I mean, why would they really? Like, why would they? What have you done to set this up so that people actually understand this opportunity? And again, understand it in a sea of other people in your industry and space who are doing the same thing, right? They're probably giving a great affiliate offer, but with probably, you know, most likely a larger reach on multiple social media channels, being able to announce this opportunity. So the point is that there is so many things that need to be in place before you even get to the point of like downloading a software like a Reversion or a Dovetail or an affiliate WP or ShareASale, whatever that is. There is so many things that need to be in place before that can even happen or should even happen. And that's like, you know, understanding what that affiliate offer is, identifying who your affiliate avatar is. Like, you need to have a very, very clear picture for who that is. All those, hey, babe, want to collab messages you're getting, I guarantee that person didn't look through your social media profile and say, Whitney would be a great affiliate for us. She is going to represent our brand. It sounds tedious, but why would you, you know, why would you want a group of 250 people in your affiliate program who are not engaged when you could have 25 who are really killing it, right?
Yeah.
It's less for you to manage. So you need to have these systems and things in place before you can even get to that point. And then once you get to the point of like, you know, actually setting this program up, how you find them is based on the early strategy that you create around who that person is, what social media channels that person is on. And then, you know, getting even more in depth with like using influencers to actually promote your program rather than promote your brand and your product specifically. So there's a lot of different strategies that we use to find these people. But at the end of the day, we do it organically. We don't believe in, you know, going into like affiliate databases and just picking people who are like lifetime affiliates and are promoting 10 other products at the same time. So,
yeah. And some people don't even know that exists. You know, like there are softwares that not only when you sign up, you can like set up all your codes through that, but like then they're like, it's almost like opportunities, like affiliates can scroll through all the opportunities and are people who want to be affiliates can scroll through the opportunities. And I think that's why people get this like pie in the sky of like, oh, all I have to do is just put it in there. And then people are going to start signing up to be an affiliate for me. They're going to shop through all these offers and there you go.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, I mean, there's definitely something to be said about like being searchable. Like you want to get that opportunity out there for people. But I think from a brand's perspective, when you're going and looking for your affiliates, I would stay away from scrolling through databases where affiliates list themselves. Mm-hmm. Because again, we kind of tell our clients like those people have most likely exhausted their audience. And we all have the friend who's like promoting 100 different products on their Instagram every day. And it's like, do you even use that? Do you even like that product? Like, we have seen the best conversion rates from someone like you or me who has the one or two products that we just like ride or die for. Yep. And I tell everybody about these products. Like if I Spanx, obviously, you know what Spanx are.
Yeah.
I tell everybody about Spanx. They're the best pants I've ever worn in my life. I'm not actually an affiliate, but I should be because I talk about them all the time. And that's like people just like myself with like 2,000 followers on Instagram are who we're seeing the best conversions from.
I say the same thing for influencers. Like I have 3 million followers. Like I'm so done with that. These people think they're celebrities. Like, yeah, they have a huge following, but like the engagement and the actual click through to purchase is not the same. I see like the sweet spot, like 25K and below.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once they hit 25K to me, like it changes. Like, I feel like their followers don't have a personal, I'm doing air quotes, personal relationship with them anymore. It becomes like you're a celebrity kind of person and I'm following you, you know?
unrelatable. Like yeah. it's unrelatable. Like I can't, but if I see someone like that posting, it's like, well, I mean, you probably like, I don't relate to you. You probably paid so much for that product. Like, you know, I want someone that I've like, know that it is, you know, has used the product, enjoyed the product, and I trust. Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah, I agree with you. I think like 25,000 and below, but the other problem is anything over 25,000. Now everyone thinks they're an influencer and they need to get paid $5,000 for a post. And it's when they have no data to back it up either.
So, and they don't even know what data is. It's so funny. The things that these people demand out of us of like, I will come to that resort and you'll give me all free food and beverages and blah, you know, and you're like, mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So, and it really though, like to most brands who are probably listening to this, most people don't have $5,000 to spend on a post. And this is a total, I mean, it could be a total wash too. Like I actually just had a call earlier today with a girl who spent $50,000 on paid influencer posts and got 6 sales. And the sale is $25 a piece.
Ah.
And I'm like, this is why you don't start with that. I'm not saying that people shouldn't use influencer marketing because yeah. I do think that there is a time and a place, but I think you need to be at a certain level before you do that. And I think at that point, it's almost like testing ads. Think of it like testing.
It's advertising.
Don't rely on that to be on your end all be all.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, we did an affiliate program for a coffee brand several months ago. And our biggest success was actually just e-blasting her database and being like, if you love our coffee, why don't you get paid to drink it?
Yeah.
And who wants to be an affiliate? All you have to do is sign up right here, here, here. And we got so many affiliates out of it. And they were already posting about the brand. Yep. Every single time we would see somebody on Instagram, because we were managing her social too. Every time we'd see somebody like hit her DMs or mention us, we'd reply to them and be like, thank you so much for sharing. And like sometimes even like a personal voice note, like, hey, it means the world to us that you just shared the coffee. Like, so glad you love the pumpkin spice flavor, whatever. To make it personal and be like, hey, if you want to be an affiliate, you know, let us know. Like it takes 5 seconds for us to send you a link and then you'll get X% off of every, you know, and then it works every time.
It really does. It's like your lowest hanging fruit. Why not first ask the people who already love your product and are already sharing about it, give them the opportunity first and present it to them. Like this is an opportunity we created for you. We saw what you were posting and sharing and we want to reward you for it. So it's really giving opportunity to people as well. And I think that's why I really love affiliate marketing so much too, is because of course I'm helping the brand and I can relate to the brand owner from being a brand owner, but I love being able to manage the payouts to these affiliates every month. And I've seen people make 6 figures in a month before from affiliate marketing. And it's so cool. It's so cool to see.
And for both sides, like
exactly
how awesome, you know, in the world today, like, and especially where every single client we have right now is just like dying to hire people.
Yeah.
Like every client, whether that's like services, products, the resorts we represent, everyone is dying to hire people. So like, hey, you don't have to worry about hiring salespeople anymore. Like if you really know what you're doing, you can incentivize these people, you know?
Exactly.
So for people that have affiliates signed up, this was another thing we ran into with another client, was they had affiliates signed up, but they weren't doing anything. And they came to us and they're like, they're not doing anything. And I'm like, well, it's because, you know, you have to stay in front of them. Like we'd send them offers or we'd run a contest and be like, hey, the affiliate that sells the most by Mother's Day gets a, you know, some kind of Amazon gift card or a year long supply of coffee or whatever the client was. But how, do you have any tips or ideas on people that like their affiliates are just like not doing anything?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where it gets tricky. And we tell our clients that like right from the get-go, like the hardest part about this is how you are going to manage these people ongoing and scale the program. You can get anybody to sign up when you say like, oh, you're going to get 40% off, you know, your first order, or you're going to get a 40% personal discount for life. And it's great. People are really, really excited when they start 2-3 months down the road, when everyone's kind of settled in, they've been posting about it. You know, there's usually anywhere from 5 to 10% of the affiliates that really rise to the top and start doing well. how do we keep that bottom, you know, anywhere from 80% or on? How do we keep them excited and really wanting to learn about the products and get better at selling them? And that's honestly, like, it takes a ton of strategy to get there. So contests are great. You mentioned the contest, incorporating a monthly bonus structure, having a dedicated community manager who's in there engaging with people and encouraging them to network with each other. One thing that we've really found is that, yes, as a business owner, you can provide value, and people really at the end of the day only want to learn about your product so much. They probably want to learn how to sell your product more than they want to learn about your product and how you started it. Yeah. I think teach them how to make money, you know, encourage them to network with other people in the community and ask them, how have you made, you know, how have you become the top three seller every month? Do you have any like tips and tricks or strategies that you've used while creating content? So encouraging them to engage within the community. And then honestly, just personalization, like the voice note you mentioned earlier, when you have someone who's managing that community, they should be contacting your affiliates daily or weekly to be able to just keep those touch points and make them feel like they're a part of something. It's not easy. This is definitely the most difficult part about this. But you should be consistently coming up with new strategies and techniques to make this a really exciting place for people to be.
Yeah. It's the same thing with like marketing. If you disappear, people forget about you. You know, it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. I say the same thing about PR. I say the same thing about social media. Like, nothing is set it and forget it in the world today. Like, everything is changing so rapidly that and there's just shiny object syndrome everywhere. So it's like the moment you leave these people alone, or you don't bring anything fresh or new, or at least stay in touch with them, like, they're on to selling the next cool thing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I think one thing to remember too is a lot of these affiliates and influencers are like, they're hustlers. Like, these people are like, they are entrepreneurs, you know, they're starting businesses for themselves by selling things online. Mm-hmm. And so when you're speaking to these people, like, remember that they are interested in like how you started a business and how you grew a business. And I really think that being able to bring that value into the community is so big for a lot of these people. Of course, there's like a lot of like, you know, the stay-at-home mom who's just like, hey, I just found this one product that I love. Like, I'm not trying to start a business. I just share it and get paid for doing so. But there are a lot of people who really want to learn from you as a founder as well. And so I think create a space that you can like, yeah, provide a lot of education and value to people too.
Yeah. And be accessible, you know, like when they need something, when, you know, get creative with them, like don't stay inside the box, you know? Yeah. So I think we talked about A, figure out who your avatar is. B, figure out some kind of strategy. Like, what are you going to offer them? What is attractive? Cause like you said, with like the lipstick example, like $2 per sale. Sorry. That's not getting me out of bed. I watch a lot of Shark Tank. Yeah. So when Kevin O'Leary's like, that's not getting me out of the bed in the morning, or let me wet my beak. That's not wetting my beak. Okay. $2. No. So figure out what you're going to offer them. I think picking a software is valid. Do you have any software that's like your fave?
It totally depends on what your platform, your website's built out on. For anything like WordPress, WooCommerce, we love Affiliate WP. We love Dovetail for Shopify, which is now, as of today, it's Shopify Collabs. That's changed the name as of today.
Wow.
Shopify purchased or acquired Dovetail. So Now they're building it into like an internal Shopify app. Reversion is fine. It's a little bit outdated. But really just like, don't put so much attention into what software it is. It's literally just there to track conversions. Everything else should be handled like externally from that software. Because at the end of the day, like, you don't own that software either. If that software crashes, then where are you keeping track of like everything just in that software? Not saying you should individually track each conversion. But like, as far as like keeping a list of your affiliates, like, definitely should be kept externally too. So you have everyone's contact information. You should have, you know, emails, a specific email list that goes out to all of your affiliates. So it's not that important which one you choose. I would just say like the simpler, the better.
Yeah. So after you choose your software, you start your outreach wherever your people are. You figure out which platform they're on and personalize it. I feel like it's just like a PR pitch, you know, right. You got to personalize it to them, or, you know, if they're tagging them, figure out your strategy and get on it. So, and then stay in front of them. I feel like that's the name of the game.
Yeah. And to add to the outreach piece, like really it's going to feel like you are, and I should say this, if you're a new brand or a smaller brand at the beginning, it's going to feel like you're pulling teeth. Like this is not easy. You're going to get a lot of no's and you're going to get a lot of people who say yes, but then don't do anything. And so just understand that this is a process. If you obviously have like a blue check mark and you're a well-known brand and people like see that in their inbox, they're really excited to work with you regardless of what they have to do to be a part of this. You're going to reduce a lot of the upfront no's, but the management piece then still becomes really, really important. But it is going to feel like a very tedious process at the beginning, but it will be worth it. Like you're building a community around your brand that I tell everyone, this is insurance for your brand. If all social media shut down, you still want people out there talking about your product and calling their friends and saying, I just found this awesome beauty product that I use. You need to go to this site and order it. Like it sounds archaic, but it's a possibility. Like we don't own those channels. And so we need people talking about our products or our services.
I say that all the time. And honestly, the word affiliate is really just a fancy word for like referral fees, you know, like
exactly.
It's not a new thing. It's just a new avenue of how to find them and how to curate them and how they're selling your product, you know, rather than door to door, you know, vacuum salesman kind of thing.
You might go back there someday. Who knows?
Direct mail is making a comeback. So like,
it is.
You never know. You mentioned building a community, and I know you're working on building a community. If you want to share that.
Sure. So we just launched an affiliate marketing community. It's at members.rexy.co, and I'll share the link with you, Whitney, so you can put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
This community is going to be for brand owners. It's going to be for agency owners. It's going to be for creators. And then we actually have a separate community or a separate group within our community that's for our affiliates. So we've also created a great affiliate program for our affiliate program, for our affiliate agency. And we're giving a really, you know, we're offering these people, you know, really cool incentives to be able to bring their friends and fellow brand owners along with them as they set up their affiliate program. So we'll be collaborating. We'll be bringing on people who specialize in different areas, such as like influencer marketing or social media, and providing a lot of value for brand owners as a whole, even outside of affiliate marketing.
Well, very cool. When is it going to launch, or is it already launched?
We opened it up to everyone for free right now. And so anytime they want to sign up, they can, and we'll be having like an official launch for it within the next week or so.
Sweet. Well, anybody out there, if you're listening, this is August 16th. So we'll definitely have to put the link in the show notes for y'all, and we'll share it on social whenever the time comes. So, Kelsey, if people want to reach out to you or connect with you personally and the agency, tell them where to find you.
Yeah, you can send me an email. It's kelsey@rexy.co. It's rexxy.co. And my personal Instagram is at kelsey.eyers. I'm always responding in my DMs and happy to coordinate any conversation there. So
very cool. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on today. I think this has been awesome. And hopefully you guys listen out there, if you love this episode, please screenshot it, share it, tag us, tag Kelsey. We would love to know your feedback on what you think, or if you have questions on affiliate stuff, she's your girl.
I'm your girl.
Wait. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Whitney.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socially's Instagram or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.